Good evening. Five former police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, have been charged tonight with second-degree murder in a killing that has echoed across the country.
The victim, Tyree Nichols, died after a confrontation during a traffic stop earlier this month. John Yang has our report.
The head of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said he was appalled.
Frankly, I'm shocked. I'm sickened by what I saw. And what we've learned through our extensive and thorough investigation. Let me be clear. What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing. This was wrong. This was criminal.
Fired Memphis police officers Demetrius Haley, Desmond Mills Jr., Emmett Martin III, Justin Smith, and Tadarius Bean, all charged with the murder of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Police said they stopped Nichols the evening of January 7th near his home for reckless driving and that he fled on foot. There was another confrontation, police say, after they caught up with him. Nichols was hospitalized, complaining of shortness of breath. He died 3 days later. Police said Nichols had a medical emergency, but the family's attorney said early results from an independent autopsy the family commissioned showed he suffered extensive bleeding caused by a severe beating. The attorneys say body camera footage shows a police beating that lasted 3 minutes and included pepper spray and tasing. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
He's only about 80 to 100 yards from his house. And he calls for his mom 3 times. Mom. He's called for his mom. And so, where's the humanity? Where's the humanity?
Crump likened it to the 1991 videotape of Los Angeles police beating Rodney King. Nichols was a FedEx worker and an aspiring photographer. His family described him as a loving father to his 4-year-old son.
We're going to get justice for my son, Tyree, if that's the last breath I take.
That's right.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, my son and no son deserves this at all.
No justice!
No peace!
Memphis officials say they are braced for a backlash tomorrow when the body camera video is made public. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.